When you're converted, what's involved in being converted? What is this business of conversion? All right, now here's what it means, very simply. The word conversion means to turn around, to change. You're going in one direction, you turn around and start in a new direction. It means repentance. The word repentance means also to turn or to change your mind. All right, repentance means that you change your view. You change your view regarding sin. You change your view regarding God. You change your view concerning Christ. It means that you acknowledge that you've sinned. Are you ready to acknowledge that tonight? You must believe the claims of Christ. You must believe that Christ died on the cross, that he rose again. You must believe that Christ is able to change your life. You must believe that intellectually. You say, I believe Christ, but you haven't come repenting of your sins to the foot of the cross and received him and surrendered and committed to him. It is an act of the will by which you receive Christ. Have you done that? Have you repented? Have you believed? Have you received? Are you sure of it? If you're not sure, make sure tonight. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God is concerned about your soul. Think of it now. The mighty God that rules all of creation is interested in you. He has the hairs of your head numbered, the Bible says. Oh, yes, he knows all about you. You're the one lost sheep, and he's looking for you tonight. He's knocking at your heart's door. Because Christ died, you can receive a new heart tonight and live forever. That's how simple and how glorious and how wonderful the gospel is. You see, the word gospel means good news. And the good news is Christ died. I don't have to be judged. I don't have to go to hell. I don't have to be lost. My soul has been redeemed. I'm going to heaven. But I've got to first repent of my sin and receive Christ as my Lord and my Savior.